called Sunday in the Rain. Unravel. Did you see about 2 weeks ago the Great Unravel really started happening? So This album's going to make us rich, I know it. So then this next song that we did, this is the title track from it. Turned out to be kind of a James Bond tune. We had no intentions, but it's a kind of a James Bond tune. It's called The Great Unravel. Into this, you can. We'll try to take the set to a lot of places. Now, the New York Times said we're kind of a hillbilly Pink Floyd, so we'll try to cut, you know, it's all bullshit. It's a nice gamut to begin, you know, so we'll try to travel through that whole thing for you tonight. Now, we're not always a dancey band, but we're good for the mind to dance to sometimes, so we'll do our best to play that for you.
Check.
He's always with me, that song. So here we go. This is called Pushing Up Daisies. just wish for these thoughts are like seeds. They can grow anywhere, and they are stronger than weeds. Let's plant them all over, all over the world. Country pop song for you. Not a commercial country pop song because we wrote it and we didn't make any money off it, so. I was a little nervous. I wasn't sure what they would be like. But it was like our long lost cousins. If you go over there, it was a pretty amazing experience for us. And we played this for them, and we stuck this thing on the front of it. It's a little intro to a song that we wrote, but the intro is kind of it's a cross between the British invasion and country prison music. Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Bray, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like me in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean game. Title track from the Flapjacks from the Sky album called Flapjacks from the Sky. We got to play that on this stage and we had such an amazing experience with it. Okay, thanks. So, anyway, you could just. And take place theremin on that, on this song. Theremin's that thing that you hear in the old science fiction movies whenever they have a flying saucer come through. That sound is a theremin, so she's gonna play that for you. And every time I shirt to play slide guitar tonight, it's dedicated to the spirit of Dwayne Allman, who we've been thinking about recently a lot, so This is Flapjacks. sky over there. See that light? Oh, it's gone. No, over there. Look, it's moving our way. Oh, it's gone. awesome. You get spoiled coming down here. You know, even Lightning invites us down here to sing the national anthem at their hockey games. Thank you. Nice place you live, where you live here, you know. We're gonna play another song with slide guitar, you know. Tink got some magazine when we were on the road right after we got back from England. It was about the origins of Southern rock. And just looking at pictures of Duane Allman, she started to just, it just made her cry for some reason, you know?
We were in Michigan and I picked it up and it was the complete definitive history of Southern rock, you know? And it was just amazing, really in-depth interviews with Greg and Wayne, but also with the Lynyrd Skynyrd and the history of all of those guys. And I thought it was so amazing because that's just before we were coming down here to, you know, Northern Florida and Jacksonville area. And I thought, that's so...
So it's an honor to play for you guys and for all those ghosts, all the ghosts that are with us. The F Number Us by Buck. This song is called Picture. We wrote this right after we moved to a town called Ossining, which is the town that is mostly dominated by Sing Sing Prison. We moved there because it was real cheap to move there. You know, we got, I'm not allowed to tell you how many kids we got, but anyway, we need a cheap rent, you know, so we moved there. But it's real hard when you get around those prison towns. It takes a lot of power to get escape velocity. So we moved there thinking it would be 6 months or a year, and we were around there 4 or 5 years later. A lot of good music came out from it, but a lot of things need to change, as we all know. Anyway, this song is called Picture. It's from that period of time.
Oh,
Give me your picture, tell me your story, yeah, you could lie for a while, you could lie for a while, tell me you love me, just gotta love me,
special t-shirts that are on kind of a special edition for the season. We're having a Halloween show next week, but we got the t-shirts this weekend for you guys.
So the Tin Soul's trying to sell our merchandise and shows so you can feed the kids. But if you don't have money, that's okay. But if you're really rich and you're out there and you don't know what to do with your money, you can buy as much stuff as you want. There's no limit on how much you can get.
Tonight only because, you know, you guys were so generous and it's such a great audience and you're here early Thursday night. I have buttons over there that if you go to the table, there's some buttons after the show that are free that you can just take. And just a second.
We wanted to do something kind of unusual and special for you. I wrote a tribute to Syd Barrett, you know, the founding member. You must know who Syd Barrett is, right? If you don't know who Syd is, he founded Pink Floyd years ago, but he only lasted about an album and a half, I think. You know, he kind of left the earth plane permanently before his body left the earth plane. He couldn't quite get back down again. So I wrote a tribute to him back a long time ago, and it was something that, in the last band we were in, got us a lot of label interest, to their credit. We had a lot of presidents of company when we were a New York City band. They came around because they liked this song, but we didn't stick around. We kind of ditched the whole thing and stopped playing for 2 years to get away from it because we didn't want to wind up where Syd was, gone too quick, you know? But anyways, what we've been doing since Syd really died, since his physical body died, we've been doing this tribute. And if you don't know Syd's material and what people loved about it, most of it was the childlike aspect of it. You know, he was a real innocent who couldn't deal with the industry. So we're going to play a Syd song for the uninitiated, and then we're going to play the tribute that we wrote for Syd that's called Syd. We just wanted to do this little medley for you all tonight.
Scarecrow, as everyone knows, stood with a bird on his hat and swore everywhere he didn't care. He stood in a field where barley grows. His head did no thinking. His arms didn't move, except when the wind cut up rough and mice ran around on the ground. He stood in a field where Bonnie cried. The black and green scarecrow was sadder than me, but now he's resigned to his fate. His life's not unkind, he doesn't mind. He stood in a field where Bonnie cried. What did you find, Sid? Did you find anything?
I know which way to go. What else?
We're gonna play. We just wanted to try some stuff out on you guys. We have an album. This is not selling the album. I'm telling you something. We have an album that's called the Ancient Murphy album, and during that record label interest time, this is all the stuff we were recording at the time that we just put away for a long time. And of course, when we ditched the labels and the people that were backing us, we got thrown out of our house with those kids, and everything went to hell for a while, you know. But just before everything went, and it's good to talk about at a time like this where everybody's like panicking, not you guys, but the whole world's panicking, like something's going on that shouldn't be going on, man, it needs to come unraveled, you know what I mean? So this song, just before we got betrayed by everybody that was supporting us and they threw us out of our house onto the streets for quite a while, I received this song, and this particular song got me through those rough times, so I just want to play it for y'all. It's called, you know, because you know the world's over already anyways. It's just wait to fall over and drop dead so we could start all over again. This is called It's Already Broken. So we'll try our best to play this good. This is an old one. Disappear. 'cause we'll be fine. Song for you. This next song is it's dedicated to the Tinkerbell. In Slambovia, they believe that in every woman there's a Tinkerbell side and a Wendy side. The Wendy side kind of subscribes to reality. If you hook up with the Wendy side, she's sometimes very good looking, but she'll make you get a job that you hate, and you'll work until you get old and drop dead. Tinkerbell side's a little bit more of a pain in the ass. You can never do anything to quite please her. She's always got that little sword poking you in the ass that you could be more and you could do more. The Tinkerbell side wants you to attain your Buddhahood or your Christhood to save the world, you know? A little bit of a pain in the ass, but a good ally, I think. So this is dedicated to the Tinkerbell spirit. That spirit lives in everybody, and this song's called Tink, I Know It's You. And Sharky will play slide mandolin on this thing for you.
And this is on the new album, The Gate on the Album. Just the same.
Good luck. I hope this goes here for you. This is just a good night. The ghosts are definitely jumping tonight, I feel.
From grown-up dreams. pretend we this thing together. Magic, we can merge in time with the great divine. And we can build a world for all the lost and lonely.
They got us doing three different shows here. We're playing tomorrow at 5 o'clock-ish or something like that on that stage over there. Then we're playing somewhere else at between 8 and 9. So if you get a chance, come by. But the reason I'm saying that is I'm screaming because I'm having such a good time. So we're going to do a sing-along here if you don't mind singing along with us. If we do this song, just do me one favor. Don't tell us that this one's your favorite song because it's the only one we didn't write, okay? People tell me that and I get depressed for days. This next song is I learned this down in the basement of my parents' house. I grew up in, I have a kind of a New York accent, but there's a tiny little southern accent. But my southern accent I'm from South Philadelphia. That's where the southern part comes from. Down in my parents' basement every Friday night my whole life, all my aunts and uncles, which meant everybody from the neighborhood, would get together and come down to my parents' basement because my father played and all his brothers played. And so all my aunts and uncles would get down and they'd sing till like 4 o'clock in the morning every Friday night. That to me is when music feels natural. You know, we ain't got to impress you guys. When we stop in between, you just hang with us. That's how music should be to me, I'm just saying. But anyways, every Friday night at about 11 o'clock, and these guys, my dad and his brothers and all, they called them the South Philly Hillbillies. But they were Italians that moved into the Irish neighborhood because they were all bare-knuckle fighters who worked on the docks. And the Italians and the Irish used to fight each other all the time. So my grandfather moved into the Irish neighborhood. It was good for business on both sides. They got a lot of fights and made a lot of money for their kids. So a lot of my uncles who came down to the Irish neighborhood, majority of my aunts and uncles were Irish people. It was almost entirely Irish neighborhood. all the other guys looked like hitmen from the mafia. They all had busted up noses, and my favorite part of a Friday evening was at 11 o'clock. My Uncle Angelo, who was about 7'12" and looked like Luca Brasi from The Godfather, you know, fish eyes, scared the shit out of you, just looked mean as hell. But as soon as he got his guitar on, they would say to him, "Hey Angelo, do the yodel song." So this is what Angelo, my hitman looking uncle, used to do every Friday night. Was my favorite song. I'll try to do it justice, but we do this song as a sing-along, so if you get the hang of it, you can do it justice for us. Here we go. I'll sing what Angelo used to do, and then we'll show you how the sing-along part of it goes. It's easy to yodel, yodel O-T, yodel O-T, yodel O-T. Here's the deep part. Now we do that part, that's the sing-along part of the song. I know, because this is foreign, most people know how to yodel already, better than somebody from South Philadelphia. But I'll show you how to do this just in case you travel down from New York or something like that. Here it goes. Yodel. Yodel. Hold that there. There you go. Second part of it is you put this little wiggly kind of hound doggy thing together. You just go like this. Yodel. Just put a T at the end of it. You already went over the hard part. That hound doggy part is the hard part. Just put a T at the end of it. Here we go. Yolo T. Yolo T. There it is. Now sing the first verse, and I'll do a Yolo O-T, and I'll throw one to you, and we'll pass it back and forth until we get the hang of it. Here we go.
Well, it's easy. Yolo.
That was great. I hope somebody's recording this. It's gonna be bigger than the Kiss Live album. There's one more section. If you can do this part. Let me say one more thing to you. This is the song where I'm talking about just for a minute. We've really come to believe that 90% of the health problems in America come from stress. They're stress related. And for a lot of people, they can't let their guard down and de-stress, because everybody in America is always trying to be cool. It's very hard for us to let our cool down, especially if you see a guy that wears a derby all the time and little glasses like this and strange looking Frank Zappa type beards. That person usually has a problem with trying to be cool all the time, and they're probably going to die at a young age, you know? And I just couldn't let my cool down. I was a South Philadelphia kind of cool guy who never let it down. I was destined to die. Then I learned that you can't yodel and be cool at the same time. So I started yodeling about 3 or 4 times a week, especially in front of people that I was embarrassed to do it in front of. And it saved my life. I'm 55 years old and I'm kicking like hell. So what that means is that anybody that's shy, Just try it anyway. If you think you don't sound good doing it, do it anyway, because it'll knock about 10, 20 years of stress off your life. So just try it, Wimps, okay? Here's the next section, if you choose to do it. And the way you do it is this. Ladle, 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 ladle. And the way I learned to do it, so it wiggles a little bit better, is I used to picture a plate of like strawberry jello. Big pound of it on a plate, and you just wiggle that ladle, ladle, ladle around, and just let it wiggle. And there's no right or wrong, just let it wiggle. Song, and then we'll get back into the beat of the song, and we'll knock 25 years of stress off in this one song. Watch. You have to tell the left side of your brain to shut off. Just tell it. Left side of my brain, just shut the hell off. That's the part that tells you you can't do things, you know? We're going to bring it up to speed if you shut the left part of your brain off. Here we go. One, but we want to jump around for you. We're going to play our Big King Crimson like song. We got to play this over in England. This is a big trippy thing. We started our own religion because it seems like the religions are causing a lot of problems in the world. So we kind of jumped out of all of them. We started our own religion based on the PBS series, Super String Theory. And I'll tell you this real, real quick, okay? And then we'll get into the song. The Super String Theory television show said that below this fleshy level, you know, there's the molecular level, there's the atomic level below that, there's the subatomic level below the atomic level, and in the show, they get on an elevator that takes it way, 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 take that elevator way, 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 way down to the itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny level, and down there, some scientists believe that there are these things called strings. And strings are all about the same length, and they're made out of the same stuff. The reason I like this mythology is they're searching for a unifying theory to unite all the sciences. If religions were doing that, we wouldn't be having any problems in the goddamn world right now. So we started a religion based on this thing that was believes that these strings that are all made out of the same stuff create everything up here. And the cool thing about it is those strings are just like you guys. The only reason it looks different and there's so much variety and color and stuff at the top level where we live is because those strings vibrate in different kinds of ways. They dance to things in different kinds of ways, and a couple of them get together and start dancing, and they accumulate, they form different kinds of things up here. So anyways, I'll keep going real fast here for you. We got on that elevator because we wanted to go down and see if we could find a god that could be the god of this new religion. So we took it down to a level just one step beneath that itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny level. And down there, we found God sitting in his basement, playing his guitar. And he was singing and making up these songs, and all the strings were dancing around his head in different kinds of ways based on the song and the rhythms and the music that he was singing about. And I thought, this is very cool. This is going to make a really good religion up there on the top. And I went over and I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, God, I'm sorry to bother you, but I want to ask one question before I start another religion. A lot of people want to know, why do you let bad things happen in the world? And God said, oh, Josiah, I don't let any of the bad stuff happen in the world. When I started singing about you guys and I imagined you with the infinite ability to attain enlightenment. And everybody could attain their Christhood or their Buddhahood, whatever particular hood they were from. Just by taking care of the people around them, they could attain that enlightenment. And if you all became enlightened, the world would be a great place without any suffering. The problem is, you always blame everybody else for the problem instead of getting up off your ass and doing something. And that stunned me, you know, when I got on the elevator and came all the way back up to the top. And we wrote this song that's a tip of the hat to the Buddha and everybody. And it's kind of King Crimson-ish. And don't worry, even though it's a slow King Crimson-ish thing, Sharky gets to play a lot of solo stuff on it. It's pretty cool. So this is dedicated to the Buddha in India. It's called Talking to the Buddha.
Time.
they said, no running late. So we both ordered an espresso from the owner's new machine. As the jukebox came, Nirvana, he said, ignorance is me, and I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry. I was talking to the Buddha, and I realized that I'm causing all this rain. Buddha said the 12 gates wait for you, and creation's in travail, waiting for us all to see the light and restore what we have failed. The waitress said, hey, you want a refill? Oh, we've been talking to the moon. Thank you very much for taking care of us. God bless you.